Okay. We're back. So you guys have won your first battle, but your victory is short-lived because this is the same day. Mm-hmm. You guys go back and there's a lot of commotion because I don't think you were supposed to beat Thundra. Like, he was a long-standing champion, and it's kind of big news that you guys so handily defeated him and his lion lizard. Mm-hmm. So you see a lot of, like, commotion, and all the guards are, like, whispering, and the big gladiator match master who organizes the games comes and looks at you and says, "Huh, you guys think you're tough? Well, you have to fight two battles in one day."
And so, how about I just smile at him and give him a little kick?
No, don't mess with him.
Okay.
I said,
"My bad."
All right, you whisper something to the guards, and they're like, and they actually drag you guys back out to that hallway. And you can hear now that everyone is still out there, and it's been raining this whole time after you've destroyed Thundra.
So it's all muddy.
I think he's got a lot of magic in him that just turned into this, like, magic rain. So it is now raining, and raining hard. So the arena is very muddy.
Okay.
Everyone in the stands, it hasn't discouraged them at all. They're loving this. They're jumping and hollering. And you see, as they bring you into the arena, and it's all four of you guys again. We've got, here's Tiny Bensy. We've got Lava, Bolin, and Death Range. And
Death Range on all team?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Death Range is on your guys' team.
Heck yeah.
And you actually see that another gate opens at the far end, and it's so dark in there you can't even see what's going on. And then into the water and mud, you see this giant tentacle that hits the ground, and then and out from this gate comes this gigantic 8-armed octopus beast.
Oh my goodness.
And all the people in the stands are going, "Oh my gosh, it's Tentaclore! Tentaclore!" The guy next to him's like, "No man, it's Tentacles. That's not Tentacles. Tentacles has 6 tentacles, that's Tentaclore." So they're up there arguing. Regardless, there's this giant octopus creature at the end, and it's going, and it's got this big eye right in the middle. And it actually, it kind of looks over its shoulder, and you see this eye go, like, swirly. And then out from behind him comes a little, it just looks like a guy, but he's wearing on his head what looks kind of like a big piece of shrimp. But his eyes are kind of spirally, too, like he's being mind-controlled. And he comes out, and you can hear the fans up there like, "Oh my gosh, it's Shrimpy!" And so Shrimpy comes out and kind of takes his place. Here's the giant octopus guy. And so here's Shrimpy. And then you see the octopus guy look over his other shoulder, and you see his eyes go all spinny. And out comes another guy, but on top of his head is a bowl of noodles. And you hear the people in the stands go, "Oh my gosh, it's Skippy!" And he starts whipping around. He's got hot pasta.
Shrimpy and Skimpy.
So Shrimpy and Skimpy.
And then, are they mind controlled by?
By the octopus.
The octopus. Okay, they're like
tentacle
minions.
And so finally, everyone falls hush, and they're like, "Oh no, is it gonna be? Will it be him?" And the octopus looks over his shoulder again, and he goes, and out comes the third warrior, and everyone says, "Oh my gosh, it's Skimpy, Shrimpy, and Doug." And so Doug just walks out, and he's just kind of like a dude in a white t-shirt. He's got, like, cut-off jean shorts. He's like, "Hey." And he's holding a tennis racket. And so that's Doug. He's right in the middle. Skimpy, Shrimpy, and Doug. So we are going to very quickly here roll for order.
Okay.
So what'd you get there, Mama?
9.
What'd you get, bud?
It was a leaner.
Leaner?
8.
8. Okay. Okay, so here's what's going on. Okay, so first is Bo.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I forgot Tiny Bensy and Death Ranger. We have a lot of people in this here match. Oh my gosh, Tiny Bensy gets a 20.
He was first last time.
And, okay, so I kind of screwed this up. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4. I thought it'd be easier to actually do, like, the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
So that's 5, 6, 7. We might not get through this whole battle tonight, my friends. Okay, so first is Tiny Bensy.
Tiny Bensy.
And so Tiny Bensy comes out, and it kind of seems like his...
Adrenaline's worn off a bit. His berserk
is kind of wearing off. He's like, oh man, I'm crashing hard.
And
I don't know if I can do this again.
And I'm saying...
just a little bit of water.
A little bit of water.
I have some.
Well, maybe he tilts his head back and takes a big drink.
Yeah.
So, also of note, you guys were not able to retrieve the two Bolin boot daggers.
Oh,
they're actually still... one of them's out
in the
mud.
Oh.
And one of them is kind of stuck against the wall. Okay. But Tiny Bensy, he is now left with just his horn nose. And he just kind of goes, honka honka. You guys take this one, and kind of flops over in the dirt. He's not dead or anything, but he's just
Tiny
not
Bensy's
feeling it.
Not able to manage.
So is Death Ranger, and he's like, oh, Tiny Bensy, you weakling, I'll take care of this. And he goes out, and he actually targets just kind of arbitrarily Skimpy and his hot pasta. And let's see what happens. 15, so that hits, and I think Death Ranger has 2,000 spikes. 12. That is a critical 12 on Skimpy and his hot pasta.
Can his pasta, like, go around his...
It could have if he didn't just get his butt whooped by Death Ranger.
But I just want these daggers to be, like, draped in, like, pasta.
Yeah, so Death Ranger comes kind of out, and he targets Skimpy, and he goes... And Skimpy kind of tries to wrap his noodles, but they just go and it turns his linguine into bow tie pasta, and he falls into a pile of hot pasta. And so Skimpy
and
is,
mud.
Skimpy is no more, and mud, and his hot pasta attack we will never know.
Skimpy.
So next is Bo. You guys really cornered the whole attack market here.
Okay. I want to attack Tentaclore.
Tentaclore? Okay, well, you got two warriors kind of between you and Tentaclore, so you can...
Well, I want to waterbend him using all the rain and water around me. I want to like, take his tentacles into, like, a...
Well, I don't think you can control him. You can use the
rain. No, I
want to
wrap the rain around his tentacles and tie it like that.
Okay.
And then flip him upside down to try and break the mind concentration.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Okay, why don't you...
I should have enough water to be able to...
Okay, well, I'm going to consider this... Okay, so there's two things that are in consideration here.
Okay.
First is your water bending ability.
Okay, I'm a water...
So,
okay.
So I want you to roll your 20 to see how efficient your water bending power is. What is it?
Two.
Okay. Well, so the water bending, you kind of try, but the water droplets are so fine, you're having a real hard time just making them connect, and they're falling. So it's still your turn. You still have an attack, but that particular tactic I don't think is going to work.
Okay.
How about you? Guess what? Wolf Bowen has a spear head. Electricity on it.
And I'll also say that, like, an attack is an attack, but if you have other powers, you can use those, like, in addition to your attack. So that's kind
you
of
have
like
to
the
have,
waterbending.
You have so to like, have a hammer like me.
Okay, I see.
I had to use my dipful lava hand when it's my turn.
You get rid of your double daggers.
I know. Am harpoon staff just fell when the rain fell, right? And I was able to just catch it out of the
air. You have your harpoon back.
Okay. Hi.
It was so cool. You hit it, it exploded, and just the force of that explosion like knocked it back into
the air. Okay, I got this.
Okay.
I am going to transfigure myself into Doug.
Into Doug?
So there's going to be a double Doug.
Double Doug situation?
Double Doug situation.
Oh my gosh, this hasn't happened since...
I'm going to go next to Shrimpy. And I'm going to like antagonize Shrimpy as Doug.
Oh my god. Okay.
And then Shrimpy's not going to know who to defeat. But Shrimpy's going to... I want Shrimpy to attack
the real Doug instead of me. So we just got to play the game. Roll your 20 to see how well this plan goes.
I have good ideas, but I have really bad dice.
Good ideas, but bad dice.
14,
okay. So, Bolin, in just an inspired moment, she goes... Shmigada, Higaba, Fligawug, Doug! And like kind of blue flame wraps around her, and when the flames subside, it's another like, hey, in a white beater, white shirt, cut off jean shorts, and a tennis racket. And everyone in the audience is like hushed. They're like,
Double Doug.
Double Doug? Do you see that? Double Doug! Yeah, there's even people in the audience who have pre-made signs that say, we love Double Doug. Which is really confusing, because how could they have known? But anyway, okay, so now we have a Double Doug situation in effect. And, Bo, what are you going to do with your newfound
I'm going to take my wood sword. I'm just going to kind of jab and pick on.
Okay, so let me try and describe. So in plain sight of everyone watching, Bolin is now, hold on. So with all of these people watching you, you've turned into Doug. Doug himself sees this. You walk across this muddy arena and start poking Shrimpy.
In the back.
In the back with a wood sword. Just going, eh.
And then I'm going to run over and, like...
This is a lot of action on one turn.
Mix myself up with Doug.
So you...
I don't have a whole lot of weapons.
So clearly this is your only option. There's nothing else you could do. Okay, so now Shrimpy is annoyed, and we have two Dougs standing next to each other. We don't know which one is which. And it is now... Lava, it's your turn. I don't know. I don't think Bolin helped you out here. But we have an irritated Shrimpy and two Dougs. So what would you like to do?
Do I have a little thing so I could, like, put it up his nose?
A what?
A little thing so it could take some of his pulls out. No, how about I just tone him around?
Do something big. Do something big, Lava.
Who's he? Who are you? Who are you targeting?
I don't have
Shrimpy?
No, the other Doug.
Well, you don't know which Doug is which. There are two Dougs. Look. They look the same, and they're standing there looking at you, and they're both like, no, it's him, me. And one swats at a fly with his tennis racket. So you have Shrimpy, you have Tentacore.
I want to target Shrimpy and target him at one of the Dougs. I want to turn him around and then kind of...
I don't think you can control him.
No, but I'm not going to...
You can attack Shrimpy.
Why don't you attack him? Look at all the weapons you have.
You have a lot of weapons. Look at how tough you are. Why don't you attack...
Deathball Lava Hand.
Okay, you're going to Deathball Lava Hand at Shrimpy?
Good call.
Okay, why don't you roll your red dice and see what happens?
Come on, we're
running out of time here. We have to finish the battle tomorrow. Four. So your death ball, you charge it up, and you try to shoot it. When you do, but there's so much rain that it's going through that it kind of cools it all off, And by the time it gets to Shrimpy, it kind of rolls up to him like a big hard meatball. And Shrimpy just goes, meh. Okay, so next is, finally, one of the Dougs. And he's kind of scratching his head with the tennis racket. And he looks back at Tentacler and he's like, oh. And so he actually is going to take a swing at the other Doug. So he's swinging his tennis racket at you, Bolin. 12. What is your toughness?
Is that my strength?
No, toughness.
10.
10. Okay, so he hits you. And he hits you for... 14.
Ooh, with a tennis racket.
This is a very, very powerful tennis racket. So you just got hit with 14 points of damage.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So you are very, very badly. You don't have to X them all. Just like make a line through. 10, 11, 12,
13. I have one heart left.
Ooh, man. It was a 1d20 tennis racket. And Bolin is very, very weak. And next is Shrimpy. But fortunately, your ploy has sort of worked because I don't think either of these guys want to attack the Dougs because they can't really tell who is who.
I also have life. Well, that's my turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so Shrimpy actually is going to target Death Ranger because Death Ranger was the one who waxed his skimpy friend. And he attacks Death Ranger with his claws, because he's like shrimp guy,
mm-hmm.
For 10, which beats Death Ranger's... No, it doesn't. He tries to pinch him, but Death Ranger is so strong, he kind of overpowers him and knocks him back. And now it is finally Tentaclore's turn. And so Tentaclore looks very agitated by this circus of...
And does he just look
intent.
At the two dogs?
Mm-hmm. But
he is.
He
like this? Is he like this?
Mm-hmm. So he is going to use his sucker punch, and he's going to attack. He's also going to attack Death Ranger. 14. So that hits Death Ranger for.
A 14. 14.
5 plus 4. So 9. So Death Ranger just took a massive hit. With the sucker punch, which is like a giant tentacle that just goes and grabs his head and goes and he's got like this giant like kiss mark on his face. He's like and he goes reeling back. Okay, so next in the order.
I hope he's not gonna go dead.
So next is Tiny Bensie. And Tiny Bensie kind of wakes up and he looks around and he sees Bolin hurting. Well, I guess he doesn't know that. He just sees one of the Dougs is kind of on the ground. He's like, what the? What's going on?
And how about.
And Tiny Bensie goes charging across the arena and he dives at Shrimpy. And.
Yeah, he's got nothing on him.
15. He's just going bare hand. We're going to say that he's got like this hopped up adrenaline craziness, so he's going to attack for 17. And he.
Throw another shrimp on the
He's
body.
Running so fast that he actually like seems to be glowing from the inside. And the water in front of him is just turning to steam. And when he hits the shrimp, he tackles him to the ground. You see the steam come like flying out. And when he stands up, the shrimp guy has turned bright red. And Tiny Bensie goes,
Tiny Bensie ate Shrimpy. Oh man, the crowd's probably pissed.
And the crowd's like, yeah! And you see, like, there's this big guy who, like, rips open his shirt. He's got a TB tattooed on his chest. And, like, yeah, the cheerleaders, which apparently there are.
They look hideous.
Just, like, these horrible, grotesque, like, orc girls that are just like, yeah, Tyler Butzel! And so Tiny Bensy has obliterated Shrimpy.
I like Tiny Bensy, man.
So,
he's going to become a fan favorite.
Yeah. He's going to be
so
like,
next
he
is,
was like this.
So next is Death Ranger, and he looks from Doug to Doug, and he's just, I've never seen anything like this in all my years in the ring. I'm going for you, Tentaclaw. And he charges at Tentaclaw with his 2,000 spikes, and he hits Tentaclaw for 8 damage.
Seven.
And he kind of shoots all of the spikes, and it hits Tentaclaw, and it really, like, you know, knocks him back. He's kind of, he loses his concentration, and actually his eye things kind of stop. And when that happens, Doug is like, well, one of the Dougs, the standing Doug, is just like, whoa. How did I get here, man? And he starts kind of like wandering around. He sees the audience. He's like, yeah! Yeah! And then he just kind of goes and he, and he just like, he kind of sits on the sidelines like, yeah, man, this is cool. Okay, so.
That's what they do in shows. They just like,
oh, wait, yeah, double Doug. So one of the Dougs is now kind of free from his thing. He's just kind of wandering around looking at the crowd like, yeah, man, that's right. I'm awesome. But we have a very, very wounded Bolin right in front of a giant, writhing, angry tentacle monster. And it is Bolin's turn. No, yes, Bolin's turn.
I have 2 little dots next to my life water necklace.
Cool. And what is it?
It's a D8 plus compassion.
How much compassion do you have?
Compassion for myself.
Yes.
I have 1.
1. All right. So why don't you roll that D8? And let's all cheer on.
Why is it
going to
be my turn?
That is your. Yeah, that's right.
2.
You knocked over your character. So your life goes up by 3. Mama has good ideas with bad dice. All right, so give yourself 3, so you have 4.
Okay.
Okay, so next is Lava.
Does that give me, like, enough to stagger
escape?
Away a little bit?
So
not totally right in front.
So we'll let you move, but because you are so close, I'm going to say that you are now about halfway.
Okay.
I wanted Hold to be on the side so I could... use my different.
Well, you're okay. You guys have all kind of like moved up here, so. But Bolin's still kind of halfway between you and the thing. But you can still use whatever attack you want. Okay, Lava, it is your turn.
Deathbolt Lava Hand.
Well, remember you used that and the rain made it stop? You can try it again, which.
No, that was my Fire Whip.
No, that was your Deathbolt Lava Hand. Mm-hmm. And Hux, you actually, while you're deciding what weapon to use, you see Tentaclaw kind of reel back and get ready to make a huge smash towards Bolin.
Maybe you should whip that tentacle right out of here.
No, Hoppo.
What is this, Huxie?
That's his sword. That's his.
Can you jump in the
air? That's his Dragon Slayer sword.
Can you jump in the air and slay the. Use your sword and cut off the tentacle?
So this tentacle is coming down towards Bo, who is just like that, kind of in the middle of the arena.
What are you going to do?
Is that what you're trying to do with your sword? All right, roll your red dice. Tentacle is pretty tough.
It's a good sword, though.
6.
That's kind of, I think.
You know what, we're going to give you advantage, because he's not really in a position to defend because he's mid-attack. So why don't you try one more time?
I'm surprised Lava doesn't have more strength.
That's just where he put it into intelligence and agility. Mm. I should have leveled you guys up between rounds because you've gone through a lot here. Gotta say, Bo, come on, roll it.
17.
17. Okay. All right. So, roll that dice. Actually, no. What is it? Dragon Slayer 2d8. So roll your black dice twice, and we'll add them up.
Plus strength.
Plus your strength.
Five.
So that's six. And eight. Nice. So 13.
Does that do it?
Yeah. So Tentacore is reeling back and he's swinging towards Bo, and you cut off one tentacle and it kind of makes him land funny like this, and then you take another swing and Tentacore gets split in half.
And ink
goes everywhere and he kind of lands on the ground. And before you even know what's happening next, the crowd is like, "Calamari!" And they all jump over the wall and they descend on Tentacles and they start. That's good. Pass me some of that sauce. And they basically eat Tentaclore right before your eyes.
Good
so
job.
The only person who's left is a somewhat harmless Hypno Doug, who's just like, "Yeah, man, you get him." The gates behind you open up, and the kind of orc guard is like,
"And
oh,
because I've been stressed, I get out of my transfiguration anytime I'm like stressed or in."
Yeah,
one more.
And so there's a pop, and Bolin is back to being Bolin. She's like, "Yeah, all right, give me
back. Okay,
now
carry me back." Okay,
and you guys
go back into
the cages. The barracks, but you have won your second battle, and you actually see all of the other prisoner gladiators are in there, and they're just rooting for you. They're like, "Yeah, you guys are awesome!" And you go in, and you lay down, and you take
a rest. Good.
So you guys can both put your hits back to normal.
Man, oh man.
And before we forget, you guys are going to go up 2 levels.
Ooh.
Because we should have probably leveled you up after the last. So you were level 3. Now you are, what's 3 plus 2?
8?
No.
7?
Start with 3 and then count 2 past it.
6.
Try it. Just count.
Watch. Now add 2 more fingers.
3. 4.
And then?
5.
So you're level 5.
Nice.
So that actually means you get to add 4 points. So, Huxley, what did you already do it to you? Add 4 to something.
Let me have this.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So you're level 5 and add 4 total points.
Okay. Ooh, cool.
Hux, you're smearing this. So that'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I get 4 then?
I guess you get 3, which is kind of weird.
Okay.
Your total number
three?
Of.
Do I get
it should
three?
Be 2 times your level, which is 10 total. So, yeah, Hux. So, wait, that's weird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't know how he had 7. Okay, Hux, why don't you add 3 total points? So, you want to increase your strength, your courage, your compassion, intelligence, or agility?
Okay.
Agility.
You've already got pretty high agility. If I were you, this is my suggestion. Because you have so many weapons that use your strength, I would just put all your points into strength and go up to 4 strength.
Sure.
That'll make you really tough.
That's what I do with my agility. I have a lot of things with agility. So
cool.
I have to my agility.
All right, guys. That was a good round of Gladiator.
Yeah, that was fun.
Arena.
And this what?
What?
Watch this. This is what script like.
And Tiny Bensy, he just lays there and he's like, "I love you guys."